As Mitchell Capper said, driving information online is like taking a sip of drink from a hydrant. What does it mean? As people's lives become more online, corporations and governments have access to more precise information about them. Mobile technology elevates these particulars to a whole new level. People freely or unthinkingly engage with equipment that monitors their movements, tracks their sleep habits, and records their voices. This type of sensitive data must be kept with extreme caution. The solution, GDPR. Given Europe's impending privacy reform or the General Data Protection Regulation, we must all become more cautious about what data we gather, how we obtain it, and what we do with it. These privacy duties are about ethics as much as legislation in these volatile times. But before we go deeper into the tenets of it, let's talk about GDPR first. What is it? The European Union implemented the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, the most stringent privacy regulation in the world. Since its implementation on May 25, 2018, GDPR has directly and continuously impacted web development. GDPR ensures that EU residents' data is always secured when collected and processed. Even though the EU enacted it, it applies to all organizations worldwide that collect or target the personal data of EU people. Furthermore, very substantial fines are imposed as a penalty for GDPR violations. The penalty will be 20 million euros, million or 4% of the infringing company's global sales, whichever is greater. In addition, data subjects are given the right to seek restitution for their losses. What does it mean for developers? As Marlon Brando explains, privacy is not something that I can associate with, but it's an absolute prerequisite. The European data protection reform is about giving individuals back control over their data through permission and subject access methods. On the front end, this entails improved consent processes and user controls. Management panels, user dashboards, account settings, and privacy centers should all enable optimal management over consent settings in your projects and apps. These options must always be granular. A user must be able to exercise any facet of control over their data at any moment. You should provide mechanisms to enforce user consent and choice on the back end. A user creating an account for the first time should have optimum privacy settings by default. They should not have to opt into privacy or turn off defaults to get it. Furthermore, consent should never be presumed from a lack of action, such as failing to check a box or create an account. Therefore, you should devise methods to inform users that they still need to supply opt-in consent to any applicable choices and options. Your back-end development process must also include time-stamped evidence of a user's consent, how they provided it, and whether or not they have withdrawn it. How does that impact coding practices? First, to create adequate data security procedures and minimize excessive data acquisition or loss, everyone in your project must use a well-defined set of code libraries, tools, and frameworks. As a result, as part of your GDPR compliance journey, you should compile a list of acceptable standards and procedures for development and testing. Next, design requirements are an essential component of a GDPR-compliant development workflow. As a design process, data protection by default begins with creating with minimization in mind. Collect only the bare minimum of personal information on both the front and back end. Personal data should not be linked to other data sets housed in a single location. Finally, preparing for GDPR necessitates including privacy by design and data protection by default in your testing methods. These should be used in addition to current techniques such as penetration testing. Your privacy testing techniques should anticipate how unauthorized users can access actual data on your system, while external notifications should be considered while testing for data protection by default. Remember the GDPR's golden rule: record it, or it won't happen. Your testing results and the methodology you employ to accomplish them must be documented and implemented as live documentation. While the GDPR helps to avoid security breaches and gives consumers greater control over their data, businesses may need help to make their applications GDPR compliant. However, these practices will benefit businesses in the long run by attracting more consumers and gaining their loyalty through honest and secure business customer connections. So, what do you think about GDPR? Follow us to grab more insights about the tech web development world. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments. Until next time.